The ADA itself was really, it's considered the most comprehensive civil rights legislation for people with disabilities. The Civil Rights Act itself that people know of in 1964 didn't include people with disabilities, and people didn't realize that, or people normally don't realize that. So what it did is it put in place specific parameters of what you could or could not do for employment and accommodations and what type of barriers, are or are not acceptable for people with disabilities.
When there is suddenly an official recognition of a group of people that has formerly been excluded from equal legal protections, often, I guess for worse, we tend to forget about what it was like before they were given those protections. So, what could you tell us what life was like, what people say about the time before the
A
time?
lot of my mentors were are people that are before the ADA, and so the, and I'm very blessed having people from that age to listen to, and they had to fight, and it so much, and I'm talking about people that are specifically in wheelchairs because they could not get into buildings. They were not allowed to go to school. They were told, there's no reason for you to go to college. You should just stay at home, or you should just go to a nursing home. And this gave people the empowerment to be able to do more effective, I guess, advocacy for themselves. And that's really what it was, is it started out as more grassroots advocacy that grew into a nationwide powerful thing that people realized was a necessary need, that people with disabilities can do anything. And there's a need for, buses for people to get on with a wheelchair, which they had to have people lay down in front of buses to do that. So it's really one of those things that it was such a thing of people even getting, if you look at the Capitol crawl, people getting out of their wheelchairs and crawling up the steps of the Capitol because they wanted this legislation passed so bad, because it was their life. It was live or die. And that's what it is. It is live or die, because so many people were put into institutions and were going to die if and they're just shut away.
They're told that they can't do anything in life. It's they're
Right.
worthless, basically. You
Right.
just have to go to a home.
Right.
That's so inhumane.
I mean, that's I was told that I should be put into a nursing home because of me having epilepsy, and I was 33, and that's all that I was good for. I'm able to exist in society and do something better. So.
Yes, obviously. That just seems so cruel that it would suggest something like that. If I were to walk around Sioux City, just maybe just the block that we're on by the Commerce Building, if I would see the effects of the Americans with Disabilities Act.
You would, if even just the curb cuts themselves, the yellow curb cuts, so people can get out into the intersection with a wheelchair. And curb cuts, of course, help people, with any type of mobility problem or baby strollers, But that was a big fight too, in a lot of cities, to get curb cuts done. But that isn't, I mean, that is what it says to do. And that, I mean, you'll see that in Sioux City, because Sioux City, I mean, they comply with doing that. So,
yeah, I had no idea that was part of the ADA.
Yeah.
Huh. And that was hard for people to.
There's a lot of there, a lot of cities that just, they won't.
It seems so simple.
Yeah, even being able to get into the Woodbury County Courthouse, you know, it is you're able to get in. I mean, they do have an area for people with disabilities. There's a lot of courthouses that don't.
That would have serious repercussions if you have a court date, or you have to register a license plate or anything. That's a total exclusion from.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't even access your rights if you don't.
No.
It's shocking.
Yeah. So that's where you are not part of living and working and being a part of society. Yeah, and that's what this is all about, really, is just being the same. It's not special rights or anything like that. It's being the same as everybody else. And when they say equal access, they mean equal access. They just want access like everybody else.
On the 26th of this month, it will be the actual anniversary, but the 25th will be the day you celebrate.
Right. The 26th of July is the 25th anniversary of the Americans with Disabilities Act, the ADA. But we're celebrating on the 25th, because it's a Saturday.
Sure.
And there's transportation on the 25th.
Oh, so. Does transportation stop on the 26th? Do think buses don't run as much?
Buses don't run on Sundays, so.
Oh, they don't?
No, we're not looking at that.
Yeah, I know, of course. Well, then Saturday, and it's at the Public Museum.
It's at the Sioux City Museum from noon till 4. So what we're looking at is, you know, it's been 25 years, and some people have been born since the ADA has been passed. So we will have some speakers that come from that perspective, and we're going to have some speakers that come from the perspective of living while people were trying to pass the ADA and how it has changed in their life after that has been passed. And then we have some city officials on the panels. That way it kind of shows how things have changed within the city itself too. So we're trying to get a well-rounded look at what has happened in this last 25 years, because the whole focus is it's time to celebrate. Mm-hmm. The 25th anniversary is a celebration. We're not looking, you know, at anything that needs to be done, except that it's a celebration for that day. The 26th and on, we will be doing that.
You're looking forward and
right.
The things that need to change. Yeah.
You know, it's good to look back at our history, because we have to know our history.
Uh-huh.
And we will celebrate that. And then we'll go on forward from there.
I've been talking with Don Duke, Executive Director of Disabilities Resource Center of Siouxland. The 25th anniversary of the Americans with Disabilities Act will be celebrated this Saturday, July 25th, at the Sioux City Public Museum, beginning at noon. For FM 90, I'm Mark Munger.